This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Founding father Benjamin Franklin is most often associated with Philadelphia, but he also played a significant role in western Pennsylvania during the French and Indian War. In 1755, Franklin leased 150 wagons from Pennsylvania farmers that General Edward Braddock used in his failed attempt to capture Fort Duquesne from the French. Franklin later referred to the incident in his autobiography as the Wagon Affair. The British Crown ordered Braddock to gain control of the Ohio country after young George Washington suffered a humiliating defeat at Fort Necessity in 1754. When Braddock arrived in Alexandria, Virginia, he found an insufficient amount of wagons and supplies waiting for his expedition to Fort Duquesne at the forks of the Ohio. He contracted Franklin, who had a reputation for being a tireless negotiator, to help supply the required wagons and pack horses. Franklin's request for wagons spread throughout the farming frontiers of Pennsylvania. Letters show that the farmers drove a hard bargain, but Franklin appealed to their patriotism and hinted at confiscation by the British Army if they didn't comply with his request. Even though Franklin successfully helped supply the wagons to the British Army, he warned Braddock that his column would be susceptible to attack on the region's narrow wilderness trails. Eventually, Braddock and his men were ambushed by French soldiers and their Indian allies on the banks of the Monongahela, just 7 miles short of Fort Duquesne at the Point. The battle is considered one of the worst British defeats in American history. And what became of Franklin's wagons? Burned by the retreating redcoats, their remains are now on exhibit at the Heinz History Center.